Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today in the United States, we celebrate the memorial of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. She was one of the keystones of the Roman Catholic Church in America. She founded the first American religious community for women, the Sisters of Charity. She opened the first American parish school and established the first American Catholic orphanage. And all this she did in the span of 46 years while raising her five children. She was born in 1774, just a couple of years before the Declaration of Independence. By birth and marriage, she was associated with the first families of New York and enjoyed the benefits of high society. She was raised a staunch Episcopalian by her mother and her stepmother, and learned well the value of prayer and scripture and a nightly examination of conscience. Her father, Dr. Richard Bailey, didn't have much use for churches, but he was a great humanitarian, teaching his daughter to love and to serve others. The early deaths of her mother and her baby sister gave her an awareness of eternity and the shortness of this pilgrimage that we're on in this life. And far from being brooding or sullen, she faced each new Holocaust, as she put it, with a hopeful cheerfulness. At 19, she married a wealthy businessman, William McGee Seton, and they had five children before his business failed, and he died of tuberculosis at the age of 30. Elizabeth was widowed and penniless with five small children to raise. And while they were in Italy, her ailing husband passed away, and she was staying with some family friends and witnessed Catholicism firsthand in action. You know, and there were three basic points that led her to become Catholic: a belief in the real presence, devotion to the Blessed Mother, and a conviction that the Catholic Church was founded by Jesus Christ and his apostles. And many of her family and friends disowned her when she became Catholic. But to support her children, she opened a school in Baltimore. And from the beginning, her group followed the structure of a religious community, and that was officially founded in 1809, just a couple years, well, maybe 4 or so years after her conversion. And she'd written over 1,000 or more letters which reveal her development in her spiritual life. I know when she was in Italy, the Italians were very impressed with her holiness, and they thought, you know, what a shame that she's not Catholic. She'd be a saint if she was a Catholic. But through their example, she did become Catholic, we know. But these letters, you can see a progression just from her ordinary goodness, and which eventually developed into heroic sanctity. And, she suffered great trials of sickness, of being misunderstood, and the death of her husband and two of her young daughters were a great cross, along with the heartache of a wayward son. And she died January 4th, 1821, and became the first American-born citizen to be beatified in 1963, and then canonized in 1975. And she's buried in Emmitsburg, Maryland. And, you know, you look at her life, I mean, she didn't have, well, every saint has extraordinary gifts, but she didn't have you know, she wasn't known as a mystic or a stigmatic. She didn't have any prophecies or speak in tongues. Or, you know, she had two great devotions. Abandonment to the will of God and an ardent love for the Blessed Sacrament. And she wrote a friend, Julia Scott, that she would prefer, you know, if she had her own druthers, to exchange the world for a cave in the desert. But she said, God has given me a great deal to do, and I have always, and hope always, to prefer His will to every wish of my own. Elizabeth Ann Seton. We do have one of her letters in today's Office of Readings preserved, and you know, she told her sisters, the first end I propose in our daily work is to do the will of God. Secondly, to do it in the manner He wills it. And thirdly, to do it because it is His will. You know, her sort of sanctity is open to everyone, very much like the little flower, you know, the little way. Just to do the ordinary daily task and fulfilling our duties and our state in life with great love.